اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 30 of Surah An-Nisa on page 83 of the Quran Kareem. So, Ali Nasir and Fawad, let's first listen to the recitation along with our brothers and sisters. Then inshallah we'll get back to our lesson, okay? Let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
That was a nice recitation. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So this ayah is the continue of the previous ayah. It talks about if, for example, Allah Almighty in the previous ayah told us that, oh believers, right? لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل. Do not eat up your properties or wealth among yourselves unrightfully. بالباطل, in a باطل way, like gambling, like usury, like usurpation or false claim or any other kind of illegitimate means. Okay, here Allah Almighty says, وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا. Anybody, okay? وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ. And whoever does that in aggression and injustice, unfairly, okay? In a ظلم way, in a عُدْوَان, in a aggression way. What happens? فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا. We will soon make him enter the fire. So that's the punishment of somebody who has kind of sort of false claims, right? Owns people's properties without their permission, okay? Or kind of they have sort of usury issues, okay? And also gambling, okay? These kind of things, they lead us to what? To heaven or hellfire.
Hellfire.
So these are the do's and don'ts that Allah Almighty tells to the Muslims, to the people, to the human being, okay? So whoever follows the sayings of Allah Almighty will enter paradise, Jannah. Whoever does not will see the result, which will be punishment, severe punishment, all right? So Allah Almighty says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا. And whoever does that in aggression and injustice, فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا. We will soon make him enter the fire. وَكَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. And don't think that it's going to be very difficult for Allah Almighty. Right? It's not difficult. Allah can put you in heaven. Allah can put you in hellfire. But Allah does not judge us. Allah does not, for example, put us in hellfire or heaven without a reason, without, for example, a logical reason, or without, for example, justice. No. He is judging us fairly because one of his names is Adil. He is the all Adil. He is the all justice. All right? So he's not going to judge us unfairly. So whatever Allah judges, we must accept it. Because it's what? It's because Allah Almighty, knows everything. So why we believe like Allah Almighty is just? How can we prove it? This is important, okay? So if Allah Almighty like sends somebody to the hellfire, it does not mean that Allah Almighty, God forbid, he is not merciful. He is not, for example, what? He's not knowledgeable. Why is he doing this? No. We believe that Allah Almighty is the all knowledgeable. Yes or not?
Yes.
Yes. We believe that Allah Almighty is wise. Fawad. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. We believe that he is merciful. Yes or no?
Yes.
So all of these things come up and make Allah Almighty just. All right? So injustice comes from somebody who has no knowledge. Injustice comes from somebody who is not merciful. Injustice comes from somebody who is not wise. Yeah? These things. So Allah Almighty sent somebody in the hellfire because he deserves to go. Allah Almighty sent someone to the heaven because he deserves to go. Allah Almighty judges fairly. And in principles of Islam, the five roots of Islam, Usuluddin, we have this. Tawheed, what's the second one?
Adil.
Adil or Adala. Justice of Allah Almighty. Okay? So by the justice of Allah Almighty, we can what? Accept this kind of things. And these kind of questions will not be without answer in our minds. They will have answer. So Allah Almighty says what? وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا. And that is easy for Allah Almighty. Alright? So, inshallah, may Allah Almighty guide us to the right path and help us, inshallah, stay firm and strong in the path of Allah Almighty and practice all the teachings, all the rulings of Allah Almighty in our life, inshallah. Alright?
Yes,
to all our brothers and sisters, we should make this dua.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Fawad, Ali Nasir, that's all for tafsir, explanation inshallah. Our brothers and sisters must refer to the tafsir books and ahadith books inshallah to learn more. Alright, yep?
Yes.
Alright, so what is the time for now?
Tajweed rules.
So let's mention the important ones and then inshallah we'll practice the recitation all together. Brothers and sisters, ready? Let's go. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ Let me read without tajweed. You read it this way. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا So this is without tajweed. But with tajweed, which is the correct way of recitation, it's not this way. That's this way.
وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا
This is with recitation. So, okay? You can beautify your voice, okay? Your recitation by like working on your vocals, okay? And that's the way we recited with tajweed. Now, let's see how we can get to this point. Let's mention some important ones. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ The very important rule that Ali Nasir is going to tell us about the Noon Sakin and Tanween. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, there are four important rules for the Tanween and Noon Sakin. Ali Nasir, could you name them, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When Tanween and Noon Sakin appears, so we have four...
When we have Tanween or Nun Sakin, we have four different
Rules.
So, based on what? According to
based
what?
Based on the word after it.
Ah, based on the word after the tanwin or nun sakin, especially the first letter.
Yes.
The first letter right after the tanwin or nun sakin. So.
Yeah.
So based on that, we have four different rules. So it means there are four categories of letters then.
Yes.
So exactly. What letters?
First one, we have idgham.
Idgham, the rule idgham. How do we do the rule idgham?
This means merging,
okay.
The nun sakin or the tanween
into
the letters after it. The letters are five letters.
Six letters, you
six
mean.
Letters, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So, what letters? Ya,
ra,
mim,
lam,
waw,
and nun.
So these six letters, whenever they appear after nun sakin or tanween, you merge the sound of the tanween or nun sakin, and basically they will be omitted.
Yes.
Yeah, for example here, waman yaf'al. Nun sakin appears, ya appears after nun sakin. So nun is merged into ya, as if nun is omitted. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ This yes. is what it becomes. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ Or in the next word, we have عُدْوَانًا تَنْوِين After تَنْوِين, you have واو. يَرْمَلُون واو. The letter واو is there.
Yes.
So, let's what? Merge them. عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْ مَنْ is another word, another rule, okay? What is the next rule? For what? Can you tell us?
وَظُلْم It's...
Ikhfa. Here it is ikhfa. But let's say the rules. The second rule is?
Idhar.
Idhar says that no changes happen whenever six letters come. Hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghain. These six letters. And there is one more rule, which is called?
Ikhfa.
And the other one?
Iqlab.
So the rule iqlab, let's say this. If the letter ba appears after the nun sakin or tanween, the rule iqlab is applied, which means you change the sound of nun sakin or tanween. Into a hidden meme sound.
Yes.
The ikhfa of meme.
Yeah.
And the next rule, which was ikhfa, it means any other letter other than
these three categories.
You what?
You hide the sound.
Hide the sound of tanween or nusakin. So here, ظلم عدوان وظلما تنوين after tanween fa from the rest of the letters. So hide the sound for what? ظلماً أحسن ظلماً فسوف ما شاء الله that's it ظلماً فسوف نصليه ناراً so this ناراً تنوين فتحة changes to ألف مد whenever you stop at that word ناراً changes to نارا أحداً changes to أحدا سبعاً changes to سبعة for example yeah نهاراً changes to نهارا Here, yasiran changes to
yasira.
MashaAllah. That's it. These are the important points here that we mentioned. And the letter jim, the baby jim on the top, tells you that you can stop here or continue because it's an optional stopping point. Yes?
Yes.
Oh, there is one more rule here. Udwanan. The word udwanan, it has a dal which is sakin. So you pronounce it with an echoing sound or...
A bouncing sound.
Let it bounce a bit, okay? Udwanan. Not a harakat. Udwanan, no. Udwanan. So, Ali Nasir and Fawad, ready to repeat after me?
Yes.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, let's practice now with the tajweed rules. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا
وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا
وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا
وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا
ما شاء الله الله bless you inshallah that's all for today brothers and sisters stay with Arab English Radio inshallah thank you so much Fawad and Ali Nasir thanks for being with us today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان